All right. Good news is no injuries to report. That's always a positive. You want to play hard. You want to play fast, and you want to come out of this thing injury free. And so that was a positive. Obviously, the first half very positive. Offense moving the ball, 20 points on the board. We stalled a couple times. Had to settle for a couple field goals. We got to continue to work on those things. Red zone. And score touchdowns. We can't settle for field goals. Special teams outstanding. Four field goals, forced a fumble recovery. Punt returns. Purefoy. Chez did a fantastic job. And then defensively, I think they had 41 yards at the half, 70% on third down. Guys did a great job. Run defense, 7 yards passing, I think, at halftime. So a bunch of pluses. The penalties, obviously, 11 penalties. You're not going to win. You're not going to win football games. With 11 penalties, and five of them, negated big plays. Two turnovers that we created. It cost us those two big plays in the pass game. Hakeem's 40 plus yard pass reception. Derek, on the back shoulder. And then we had a sack. On third down, and we have a penalty that negates that. Got to get off the field. You got somebody fourth and whatever it was. You got to be able to finish games, and it's unacceptable. And that's what I told the guys. It doesn't matter who's out there, first team, second team, third team. It doesn't matter. We're held to a high standard, all of us, and so the expectations are high for everybody. And so, you're up 26-0. You gotta close those things out and finish games. And I don't care who's out there. They gotta play and they gotta finish.
You just talk about Hakeem. It seemed like he was had that rhythm going and pretty comfortable playing out there with Andrew in that first unit.
He was outstanding. Him and Andrew were in a rhythm like you're talking about. He was making a plays. Obviously, we figured he'd play inspired football against a really good football team, well coached football team. Nothing but great respect for Coach Coughlin and the rest of their staff and. He did a great job coming in here and pulling that thing out. But, he did a great job. And, minus the one, the one penalty, would have been a fantastic night. Had a really good night, would have been a fantastic night.
When that happens, obviously, with the penalty and stuff, obviously we saw you talking to him. It just mattered just to tell him to keep his emotions in check and that type of situation.
It doesn't matter who the opponent is. They're nameless, faceless objects to us. Good football team. We respect all. We fear none. But it's not about them. It's about us and how we handle our business, how we play the game. It doesn't matter what the situation is. And Hakeem knows, right after it was over. He knew exactly, what the discussion was going to be. He's better than that. He knows that. Next time he'll learn from that. And it won't happen again.
How much confidence, Chuck, do you have sending Pat out there for a 64-yarder?
We see him make them all the time, in practice. So got great confidence, It's fourth down. I think we had, 6 yards? I think 6 yards to go. And so, we've always had it in the back of our mind, hoping that the scenario would come up and present itself regardless. And so rather than drop back. We were struggling, obviously, offensively. So I was completely confident, and the kid was confident, and obviously had the distance just a little bit wide left is what I saw. So he's going to hit before this season's over, he's going to hit a game winner from 60-plus yards, I guarantee you.
Is it tough? The league said they're going to the illegal contact rule, two of them with Shepherd, one with where he had Darius had the interception and on that play where is it hard to get your defense comfortable with that as far as the new rule, them emphasizing that?
I mean, you have to play, and it's a point of emphasis, coming into the season. And so we've been we have officials at practice. You see them all the time. We had the NFL officials in, and so we've been harping on it in the whole off-season program, OTAs, mini camp, and all through training camp. And so you can kind of see where the weekend's going. Including our game, as far as the emphasis on, illegal contact, offensive PI, DPI, holding, all those things in the back end. And so guys are going to have to do a great job. I mean, you're allowed 5 yards, and then after 5 yards, you got to get off guys, and you can't have contact. So we got to do a better job of coaching it.
Some of the guys you didn't play tonight, like T.Y. and Jack, any reason to have concern injury-wise?
Just precautionary. They're going to be fine.
Other than the fourth quarter, anything stood out?
What's that again?
Other than the fourth quarter, anything stick out?
Good-wise? Yeah, there was a ton of good things, you know, and you saw a lot of, you know, like we said, the first half, you can't play a better half of football other than, you know, eliminate the penalties, which negated the turnovers, you know, that would have been obviously, you know, we get the turnover, give the offense the ball at the 40, you know, and we don't get anything. We got to settle for a field goal there, but, a lot of positives, you know. We got to run the ball better. You know, we all know that. So we're going to continue to work on that. But, you know, the defense, you know, was a really bright spot, you know, up until the end of the game there, you know. And, again, everybody's held to the same standard. So they'll play better. Those guys will get in there. They'll learn from this. They'll watch the tape, and they'll play better. But there was a lot of – a lot of good stuff. A lot of three and outs, you know, on defense, forced a lot of punts. Third down, like I said, was outstanding. We got pressure, but we got to learn to finish.